Listen, please understand that when we speak of the casting out of demons, it is not the only requirement for complete deliverance to take place. Are you guys with me? The casting out of demons, in fact, is only but the first step to complete deliverance. It is only but the first stage to complete deliverance. Amen. It is of the utmost importance that you learn how to maintain, that you learn how to keep your deliverance. In fact, Jesus called this the children's bread, meaning it is spoken in relation to staple food. It is something that is important for you to get in every single day. It is important for your survival. And so it is in reference to that. So it means that deliverance is a daily thing. You will have to maintain your deliverance. I've had it so many times where people will come for deliverance in the sense of demons being casted out. They think that is the only part of deliverance, and then only for them to return 3 weeks off to say, but it was ineffective. Why have I fallen back into the same stuff? Understand that the casting out of demons, and I want you to understand this tonight, is only but the first level. It is the first step, the first dimension of complete deliverance. Casting out of demons is not complete deliverance. Are you guys with me? And so that is why a proper support structure is of the utmost importance after you have completed the first step of your deliverance, which is the casting out of demons. Amen. And so tonight I'm going to share with you 4 keys, depending on time. Let's see. Give me 20 minutes. I will share with you 4 keys on how to keep your deliverance. You must understand that, you know, I haven't preached in a while, so I'm excited. And so then it just pours out of my spirit. And it's going to be a good word tonight. I know that it's going to change your life. It's very practical. It's very simple. Amen. I love the simplicity of the word. I always try to keep the word simple as possible. Amen. And so I'm going to share with you 4 keys on how to keep your deliverance. Key number one. I'm just going to jump right into it. Key number one. I hope that you've got your notebooks and pens ready. If you write something down, it means that it's important to you. So, point number one, you have to live by God's word. You have to live by God's word. This is known as deliverance through transformation. Deliverance through transformation. Are you guys with me? Listen, and this part obviously can only be accomplished through the word of God. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, and verse 2, the King James Version, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. And it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Say reasonable service. Say it again. Say reasonable service. That word reasonable is a very powerful word. It's not what you think it is. And the way that you think of yourself or presenting yourself as a living sacrifice is also not always the way that many tend or the way that Paul means it here. Are you guys with me? The word reasonable there is, it comes from the word logismos. It is from the root words, logikos. And it is from the root word logos. Say logos, which is the living word. So what this verse actually states is that the way that you present yourself as a living sacrifice is by living, by walking, and by talking according to the word of God for your life. If you walk in the perfect will of God, listen, if you walk according to God's word, His perfect will for your life, then you are presenting yourself as a living sacrifice. Many people think for me to present myself a living sacrifice means I need to pray 9 hours a day, I need to fast 5 days a week. No, it means that a reasonable service means that I'm walking according to God's word for my life. That word reasonable is the word logos, a living word, meaning I need to live according to His word for my life. And this morning I touched on this, what I stated, can you find yourself in Scripture? How real is the word to you? You see, for many people, when they read the Bible, and just to recap quickly on this morning, because it ties and walks hand in hand with the message tonight, especially on this point, when people read the word of God, they only read of the actual people that they're reading about. meaning they cannot see themselves in the Word. They cannot see themselves in Scripture. Can you see yourself in Scripture? For the Bible says that His Word is like a mirror. In other words, when you read it, can you? What reflection do you see? Do you see yourself in Scripture? Is the Word of God superimposed upon your life and upon every dimension, area and aspect thereof? Can you find yourself in Scripture? Because after you have completed the first step of deliverance, you will have to go through a transformation process. This is of the utmost importance. You cannot afford to short-circuit this process. This is where many people miss it. They come for deliverance, completing the first step, casting out of demons, and they think it's done. And they don't get in the Word, they don't get in prayer, and they fall back into old habits. And they step back into the cage again. Now this is the thing. For many people, your demons have already been casted out, but you're still in a cage. You've been set free, but you're still in your cage. Come on, this is a reality. You've already been set free, but you're still locked up in that cage. And the reason why you're still locked up in that cage is because your mind have not yet been renewed. For the Bible continues, Romans chapter 12 verse 2, and it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, be transformed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Say that I will be transformed. Come on, encounter. Say I will be transformed by the renewing of my mind. This is where you will have people that have been set free, but they're still locked up in a cage. It is because their minds have not yet been set free. Those habits have not yet been broken. Those thought patterns have not yet been changed. It's very possible for you to have been set free, but still be locked up in a cage. Are you guys with me? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, New King James, Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, and it says, let this mind, Paul is speaking here and he's saying that, listen, let this mind, say this mind. I'm just waiting, the people are.
Pastor Martin, the people online are as excited as you are tonight. We've got Nombulelo saying, amen, Pastor, tonight is my night. Ranger Mikey saying, deliverance is our portion tonight. The devil is in trouble. Amen. We've got Kaylin saying, tonight is my night, Pastor Martin. Marinel saying, tonight I receive my breakthrough. The people online are so excited, Pastor Martin.
Amen. Amen. Listen, this is a very serious topic tonight and I need you to take it with all seriousness. Amen. And Paul is saying that, let this mind, say this mind. Say again, say this mind. He's speaking about a very specific type of mind, a mindset, a perception, a perspective. Are you guys with me? And he's saying that this mind be in you. What type of a mind? Which was also in Christ Jesus. Listen, there is a belief construction that was in Christ Jesus that caused him to manifest as the Son of God. And Paul is saying that we need to have exactly the same type of mind. I don't know if you guys are getting this. He had a very specific belief system, a mindset that enabled him, that have caused him to be manifested as the Son of God. And the Bible says that we must have the same type of mind. Are you guys with me? And so deliverance must be accompanied by the transforming power of the Word. The Word carries transforming power. When you take it and you study it, it changes every part of your life. It forms new thought patterns. It gives you a different mindset. What is a mindset? It is something that causes you to think in a specific way. That when something happens, there's an automatic response that kicks into gear. It is a mindset. Your mind is set in thinking in a specific way. And if that is according to the world, it needs to be changed. Because as long as that your mind is still according to the world, you can be free. Demons can be casted out, but you will still be locked up in a cage. You will still not be free. You will only become free once your mind has been set free. Once your mind has been transformed. I need you to understand the importance of this. This can only happen through revelation. The Bible says that the entry of His Word brings light. meaning it takes away darkness. It overrides ignorance. Are you guys with me? I'm getting very excited. Deliverance must be accompanied by the transforming power of the word. Otherwise, it will be of no effect. When you cast out demons, they do go away, but the door is still open. Are you guys with me? Deliverance through the transforming power of the word is the very thing that will close those doors. True knowledge, say true knowledge. Say again, say true knowledge is the key and an absolute necessity for this to happen. If you want to close those doors, you will have to allow your mind to go through the transforming power that is given and that you will gain through the word of God. In fact, the Bible says this. I want you to see it. It's very powerful. The Bible says that the just shall be delivered through true knowledge. It's in your word like that. The just shall be delivered through true knowledge. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9. Put that on the screen. I want you to see it. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9. Look at that. But through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Say through knowledge. It is a lack of understanding the principles of the kingdom of God that will make deliverance unprofitable. You need revelation. Revelation is what will set you free. It is the thing that will keep you free. You need to maintain deliverance. You need to keep your deliverance. Are you guys with me? Listen, so what does it mean to receive deliverance through transformation? It is a realignment of your spiritual understanding through the word. It is an opening. It's opening you up to the nature and character of God. Understand that everything that you believe right now, everything that you believe can either be correct or it can be wrong. Let's say that 90% of what you believe right now is according to the word of God. Then it means that 90% of what you are believing is correct. That means that 90% is incorrect. And it is the 10% that is incorrect that the enemy will zone into. It is the 10% that is incorrect that the enemy will use against you. It is the 10% that is incorrect that the enemy will use to bring you down, that he will use as a stumbling block, that he will use to cause you to fail. And so what you need to do is constantly study the word to find the areas in your life that is not in alignment with his word. And when you come to certain places and you find and say, hey, you know what? I've been doing this thing wrong. It is not aligned with his word. Then you get that into alignment. Are you guys with me? That is the transformation process. Now you close the door of ignorance. When you do that, you close the door to ignorance. You tear down demonic strongholds and bad thought patterns. Amen? Listen, transformation through God's word is the second step to your deliverance. It's very important that you understand this. There's actually three steps to deliverance, but I really want to touch on this one. And I need you to understand that the first step is only the casting out of demons. That is only about the first step. The second step is that your mind must go through a process of transformation. And this is a continuous process. That is why deliverance is a daily thing. And that is why it is important for you and I to get into the word on a daily basis. This must be your breakfast. His word must be your lunch and must be your dinner. Are you guys with me? Feed your spirit first and then your body. Because your body must become subject to your spirit. Are you guys with me? I mean, what are the people saying?
It's Pastor Martin. We've got Marinal saying, I am getting aligned. Charlene saying, this is so good. We've got people saying, through knowledge, the righteous shall be delivered. The just shall be developed through knowledge. Pastor Martin, the people are getting this revelation. We've got Sarah Marie Fulian saying, fill yourself up with the word of God, true knowledge. We've got Anne-Marie saying, blessings from Glasgow in Scotland, Pastor Martin. We've got Cynthia saying, I will transform and renew my mind every single day. Pastor Amen. Martin, the people are getting this revelation tonight.
Amen. I want to show you something now. This is because this is so real. See, many people, and I want the camera to go into Fortune sitting here in the cage. And you see, many people have this picture still in their minds. Are you guys with me? Now, you're the only one that can bring yourself into that cage. And this is the milk of the word. This is not a revelation. You're the only one that brings yourself into that bondage and that curse. Are you guys with me? It is by your actions, it's by something you've done, it's by something you've spoken, it's by something you believe. Are you guys with me? Which means that by the authority given us by God, you also have the power to get out of it. But now what the enemy does is he makes you think that this is completely closed and that there's no way out. But it's so simple. What is repentance? It is a complete change of behavior. It is a change of mind. It is you making a conscious decision that I refuse to go down this path. I turn my back on my old ways and I now walk in newness of life and I do not look back. Are you guys with me? It is so easy. Fortune, just climb out of the cage. Was that difficult? But still the enemy will tell you, I can't get out. There's no space out of this. How can I get out of it? And it keeps you in that cage. Yet it is so open, you must just step out of it. Why are you still bound in those bondages? Why are you still bound in those curses? Do you not know that the Lord Jesus Christ has come to set you free? That the blood of the Lamb was shed on the cross of Calvary? That your sins were forgiven? It is time for you to walk in that freedom. You must merely, listen, I've said this morning that your only path now is the cross. And that your future is heaven. It is time for you to develop that mindset and to live, to walk, and to talk accordingly. But the enemy, through many lies and deceptions and suggestions, have caught many in this thing. I've gotten many to believe that I cannot get out of this cage. It is a lie. When the enemy speaks his native language, and that is to lie. And there is no truth in him. And this morning I stated that it's time for you to doubt your doubts. It is your doubt that is still keeping you in that cage. Are you guys with me? I'm not saying deliverance is not necessary. It is necessary. But many times your deliverance is locked up in the word. I say this many times and I say it again. If you're going for anything, go for the word. Because your deliverance is locked up therein. The moment that I gain revelation over a situation that I'm facing, it will bring deliverance. Because I'm bringing it into light. It must change. It will lose its power. It is a spiritual law. Are you guys with me? Amen? And so once the first step of your deliverance has taken place, you cannot just be left like that. We do not just do deliverance on anyone. Because we understand the importance of the transformation process that must take place first. Your support structure, I say this again. Your support structure after you completed the first step of deliverance is and will be of the utmost importance for you. Are you guys with me? You will need to be mentored. You must be discipled. You must now be taught the word of God. Sit under constant teaching, revelation. You will see how it will constantly set you free. I've seen people that will connect, and you've heard me many times. For those who surround me, I've said one thing. Stay connected. The ones that have followed those of that advice, they're still here. It is the moment that you isolate that you remove yourself from this prophetic environment and atmosphere, that you remove yourself from the teaching, that your old mindset will slowly but surely come back up and you will find yourself back in the cage. It is a daily thing and you will need to maintain your deliverance. Are you guys with me? Amen. This is exactly how Jesus trained his disciples. He spent 3.5 years teaching them, transforming their minds. Are you guys with me? And once the transformation has taken place, he told them that now you are ready. Amen. But now the 3.5 years were not enough for him to finish his curriculum. And so after his resurrection, there was not even enough time to celebrate his resurrection. He immediately got back into it, back into the teaching ministry, where he spent the next 40 days teaching his disciples, transforming and renewing their minds by telling them about the kingdom of God, teaching them about the kingdom of God, teaching them spiritual principles. Are you guys with me? You cannot neglect or afford to neglect the word of God. Amen. Listen, the teaching ministry is the secret to sustainable deliverance. I'm going to say that again. The teaching ministry is the secret to sustainable deliverance. Amen. Understand that I haven't even started with this message. I'm just warming up. What are the people saying?
Pastor Martin, I have Tanya van die Kerk. I almost said Tanya van die Kerk. She says, yes, I am free from the cage and the devil is a liar. Judy is saying, amen. Sonia Free says, the Lord has set me free. Sarah Marie Fulion says, the enemy tries to build a stronghold in your mind. Cast that down with the knowledge of the word of God. Moronel says, stay connected. Sarah Marie says, amen. And Charlene now says, truth, Pastor Martin, stay connected.
Amen. Listen, understand that your mind must change before your life will change. Your life will not change until your mind has changed. You must be motivated through the reality of the Word of God. I say that again. You must be motivated through the reality of the Word. How real is the Word? I've said this morning, do you encounter God's Word? You cannot just read scriptures. Is it just words on paper? Or do you encounter the Word? What does it mean to encounter the Word? It means that you read something. Listen, when was the last time when you read the Bible and you found yourself weeping? That is what it means to encounter Scripture. When was the last time that you read the Bible and you found yourself jumping up with excitement, screaming, shouting, praising God? Do you encounter Scripture? Do we encounter the Word every single day? Amen. Listen, the Word is the truth that will cancel out all the lies of the enemy. I've stated the same thing this morning, and I said that a lie is not something that is wrong. A lie is not necessarily something that is false. Are you guys with me? A lie is whatever God did not say. If God did not say it, it is a lie, which means that the information can even be correct. But if God did not say it, it is still a lie. I hope that you guys are getting that. Amen. So when you're looking at that situation that you're facing right now, that crisis that you are facing, ask yourself the question, did God say this? If He did not say it, then what is it? And you will need to contradict it with the truth. Are you guys with me? Amen. You will need to govern all information that you receive according to the truth. With the Word of God, you will have to superimpose the Word of God upon every situation, every circumstance, to make sure that it fits in with the Word of God. Because again, I state, if He did not say it, it is nothing but a lie. Are you guys with me? Amen. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. And I love this verse in the Bible. It's very powerful. It carries so much revelation if you study it. King James. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. And it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Out of your? Out of your? Yes, mouth. Thank you. It shall not depart out of your. Say confession. What do you confess? Do you get up in the morning and say, I'm not going to get through this day? I cannot do this. This is impossible. Your words will define your reality. Mark my words. It will be best for you to get the word of God written on the tablets of your hearts. So that when you speak, truth flows out of your innermost being. And the reality that you create is every promise that was released over your life. What do you confess? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Listen, I don't know if you can say that I want good success. That I want my way to be prosperous. Come on. That's not every one of you. It's fine. Again, I say, why do you confess? Do you want your way to be prosperous? You don't know the word. If you know scriptures like this, you will enter your prayer closet with a different mindset. There will be a transformation of your mind that have been taking place. The moment that you understand the revelation of scriptures like this, now when you start to pray, it is no longer petitions, but declarations that you make in your prayer closet. Declarations that changes the atmosphere. Declarations that changes and forces your future to change. That changes the very path that you're busy taking. I don't know if you're hearing this. Do you want your way to be prosperous? Do you need and want good success? I don't know if that is for you. Listen, these directions can be summed up in three easy steps. Think the word of God, then speak the word of God, and then act the word of God. You cannot just think it and then start to speak it and stop there. Once you have proclaimed it, walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in the things that are not as if it is. Speak the things that are not as if it is until you see the reality thereof. Are you guys with me? Amen. Think the word, speak the word, and act the word. Then God guarantees success. Amen. Now, let me carry on, otherwise we're going to be busy with this the whole night. Key number two. In keeping your deliverance, you must come under a healthy covering. You must come under a healthy covering. This will ensure one thing, accountability. Are you guys with me? You see, covering is a word that people take lightly today. And it's very important that we understand the true meaning of the word. The word covering speaks of a place that offers protection. I'll say that again. The word covering speaks of a place that offers protection. Amen? Especially when there's insecurities, uncertainties, fears, confusion, danger. Amen? A spiritual covering provides anointing, impartation, and blessings. It forms character and identity. This is what you will gain from a spiritual covering. Amen. It raises your confidence. I have attained through a spiritual covering things that I have never thought possible in my life. Because of the anointing and because of impartation. If it was not for this spiritual covering, I think I would not have been alive today. I guarantee that it offers a place of protection. Are you guys with me? Put on the screen for me Psalm chapter 91, verse 1. 9:1, verse 1, King James.
Pastor Martin, the people online are receiving this word. We've got Ronel Kutse saying, healthy covering ensures accountability. Faith Miller saying, amen. A healthy spiritual covering is important. We've got Sarah Marie Fulian saying, think the word of God, speak the word of God, and then act the word of God. We've got people receiving this word. Kelelo saying, this word is for me. I want my way to be prosperous.
Amen. I see Aloisa saying they're so difficult to find. Praise the Lord for encounter. Amen. Covering is not physically being here. I need you to understand that. Remember, there's no distance in the spirit. The covering, the spiritual covering that I'm speaking about is a state of being. It is a condition of your heart. Are you guys with me? And it says, Psalm 91 verse 1, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Now, I know that we all know the scripture very well, but many think that this has got to do with your inner room. But it actually speaks about covering. It says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Are you guys with me? Listen, this speaks of a spiritual covering. Go for me to verse 4. Go verse 2. Go one on. It says, I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress. Remember that I said that a spiritual covering offers a place of protection. And so here it continues and says that I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Go on, listen to verse 4. Here it says, he shall cover thee with his feathers. And under his wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Listen, this is in reference to an eagle that will hover over her eaglets. It offers a covering, protection. Are you guys with me? So this verse speaks about the importance of a covering that says that when you submit to a spiritual covering, you will find protection. There will be an anointing. There will be impartation. If you want to be equipped and if you want to be trying to be effective in the activities of the kingdom of heaven, you need a spiritual covering. Because you cannot give what you do not have. Are you guys with me? Listen, there are so many pastors and there are so many leaders that do not have a spiritual covering. And please, I'm not speaking down on anyone. But I want to make this point. It's very important that you understand this. And they do not have a spiritual covering. And because they're working alone, it leaves them completely open and vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. Isolation is a very dangerous thing. If you look at lions when they attack, they will separate the weaker one from the group. They will isolate the weaker one from the group. And then they will go for the kill. They will take him down and they will kill. The moment that you go into isolation, know that the enemy is setting you up for failure. I'm not thinking if I should go there now. No, it's because I need to be sensitive because of live stream. Make sure that you stay connected. It might just save your life. I'm speaking spiritually, even physically. Make sure that you stay connected. Are you guys with me? Key number three. Let me carry on. Key number three. In keeping your deliverance, put on the whole armor of God. Now, this is obviously my topic. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Put on the screen for me, Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 10. And it says, finally, my brethren, and flow with me until verse 18. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Say, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Now I'm going to break this open. Carry on for me to verse 18. Put on the whole armor of God. Say the whole armor of God. Now please don't sit here or connect thinking that you now know I know this. Otherwise, you're going to miss what I'm about to tell you. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able, say be able, meaning you will have now the ability to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day. You know what? Go for me over to the New King James, because I'm going to lose people with King James tonight. There we go. Therefore, take up the armor, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. Go for me to the NIV. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. There we go. So that when the, this is what I want. So that when the day of evil comes, does it say if? Does it say if the day of evil comes, it will maybe come? No, it says that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. After you have done everything to stand, go on for me. Stand firm then with a belt of truth buckled around your waist. I want to ask this question. How many people actually know their armor? I'm speaking not about the revelation thereof, but just I pray to God that you just know at least the pieces of the armor. Not necessarily in order, but just know them. There's a few hands going up saying, yes, 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 me. Amen. With the breastplate of righteousness in place, go on for me. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Now listen, the first thing that you need to understand when it comes to spiritual warfare is that your weapons, the weapons that you fight with, determines your warfare. If you know your weapons, you will know your warfare. Are you guys with me? The Bible says, maybe just keep that on for me. No, go for me. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, New King James. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, and it says, for the weapons of our warfare, say the weapons of our warfare, are not carnal, meaning it's not physical, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Say the weapons of our warfare. Okay, so the word warfare here comes from the Greek word stratia. Amen. And it signifies enrollment into state. Now, this can be civil or military. But in our case, when we speak of spiritual things, it means enrollment into ecclesiastical service. Are you guys with me? Meaning the moment that you come onto salvation and you give your heart unto the Lord Jesus Christ, you enroll into the army of heaven. Are you guys with me? But the way that you wage war in this spiritual battle is not the same as that you will wage war in the supernatural. It's not the same as that you will wage war in the natural. In fact, there is no fighting involved whatsoever. So these people that get up when the enemy attacks, and I bind you, I bind devil, I bind, get out. It just seems exhausting. Like, dear God. And you get that. It means you lack reality, spiritual reality. Because this battle requires no fighting. This battle has got everything to do with strategy. Are you guys with me? It's got everything to do with strategy. Again, I state, this is not something you want to do alone. You're part of the body of Christ. You're being enrolled into ecclesiastical service, ecclesia, church, body of Christ. Are you guys with me? Who's the body of Christ? Who's the ecclesia? Church, who's the church? You see, when we say ecclesia and church, you see a church building, you see KDP branch. It's each and every one of you connecting right now. You are the ecclesia, a chosen generation, called out once. Are you guys with me? It is the body of Christ, meaning that, listen, you have been called, you have been created and called for a time such as this. Your life is not a mistake. If the enemy have ever told you, if your parents have ever told you that you were a mistake, it is the enemy lying to you. Your life is not a mistake. God does not make mistakes. You have been born for a time such as this. Amen. Put on the screen again for me, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. What are the people saying?
Pastor Martin Nombalelo has seemed to God tonight. He says, "Oh God Almighty, I thank you for this divine connection, the lineage of prophets, the mouthpiece of God. Hallelujah." He's talking about location, Pastor Martin. There's just nothing other than Encounter Church. We have Cynthia Nossi saying, "That's so true." Marlene Bardnos is in agreement. She says, "Yes, Pastor Martin. I would like to know the revelation of the armor." That was Richard Slubbert. I believe that's exactly what you're talking about now, Pastor Martin. Marlene Bardnos says, "The weapons of our warfare." Richard Slubbert says, "The weapons of our warfare." And Nicolette Janssen says, "Amen, Pastor Martin." Everyone is in agreement with you tonight.
I mean, I'm not going to get into the revelation of all armor. That's a whole message on its own. It's actually a whole series on its own. But there's something else I want to take out when in keeping your deliverance. So just stay focused to the topic at hand. Are you guys with me? Amen. So verse 10, it says, "Finally be strong in the Lord." Put on for me the New King James. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Listen, this one verse. I'm going to show you the importance of why you need to study the Bible. What does it mean when the Bible says in Joshua, don't put this on, I've quoted that earlier on, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, when it says, "Observe the word, that you may be able to do according to everything that is written therein." Meditate and observe it. What does it mean? It means to study the Bible. You see, many people, and I've spoken so many times on it, just scan through the word. And they miss the importance, the revelation that is locked up therein. Are you guys with me? This one verse is loaded with revelation. Now, please note that nowhere in this verse does it make mention of fighting. Are you guys with me? That is because our warfare as believers has nothing to do with fighting. Now, please, I do understand that in a real army, in a natural army, that strategy is also very important. But there's a lot of fighting involved. In the spiritual battle, from your part as a believer, there's no fighting involved. It's a difficult concept for many to understand, to grasp. Of course, you want to do things by works. That's why. You guys with me? It is not done. It is something that is done. Your warfare is something that is done from a position in Christ. It is more in the way that you stand. Are you guys with me? And so it says, "Finally, brethren, be strong." Say strong. Now, please understand that when we speak of strong, or when we speak of the word power, that in the Greek, in English, we only have the word power. But in the Greek, you will have many different words for power, each with a different meaning. Are you guys with me? So in this context, the word stronger is also the same as the word power. But now you'll see that it says there that be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That is why Paul, there's a reason why it's written like that. So I'm going to confuse you. But the word stronger is the Greek word endunamu. And it comes from the root word dunamis. Are you guys with me? Now, for those of you who can remember when we covered the seven supernatural powers of God, I think it was called that. When we covered this, you know, the different manifestations of the supernatural power of God that must be evident in the life of a believer. Dunamis is the first step. And I just quickly want to touch on this because it's going to flow out of, the message now flows out of this. And it's the word dunamis. Say dunamis. Now, the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that you will receive power. Say that I will receive power. The reason why I'm asking you to speak like that is because I want to teach you and train you how to read the Bible. Amen. Put on the screen for me quickly. Just remember Ephesians 6:10, but go to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And it says, but you shall receive power. Put on the King James. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So when I read something like this, I immediately state, I confess, I say that I have received power because I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm teaching you, I'm training you. When you read scripture and you come across verses like this, it's very powerful and you want to speak it over your life. Listen, how many of you want to prophesy? There's many different levels to prophecy. How many of you would like to prophesy? Let me ask this question. What is prophecy? What is prophecy? My goodness. It's when you speak the word of God. It's when you bring forth the word of God. That is prophecy. Are you guys with me? So what am I doing when I'm speaking this over my life? I'm prophesying over my life. I'm prophesying over my life. You guys with me? So when I come across scriptures like this, I prophesy over myself. You have to confess it. Remember that confession is not just speaking. Confession means that you have gained revelation. Something has now suddenly made sense that never made sense before. That is confession. Confession is preaching. It is something that is now a reality to you. It's something that is alive to you. So I start to prophesy this over my life. And it says that you shall receive power. Now the word power here is also the word dunamis. Are you guys with me? So meaning that when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive the same ability of God, if it makes sense. We receive God's ability. Amen? Isn't there a song like that, God's ability? What is it? Come on, let's do that song. Let's just do that song. Can we do it?
And God's ability, God's ability, yeah, is working in me. It's working in me. And God's ability, God's ability, yeah, is working in me. It's working in me. In the night, I will praise. In the noon, I will praise. In the night, I will praise. In the noon, I will praise. Your ability is working in me. God's ability. God's ability.
Come on, prophesy. God's ability is working in me. That, listen, what you're actually singing is that, listen, I've been baptized by the Holy Spirit and therefore I can. Because I've been baptized by the Spirit of God, I can. That's it. You can fill in the blank. Because I've been filled with the Holy Spirit, I can. I can. You can. It's a blank check that have been given you. The moment that you've received the Holy Spirit, it is the greatest gift that we can ask for as believers. Understand that the moment you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, you have received a blank check. And you can prophesy of yourself. You can say that, listen, because I have received the Holy Spirit, I can. I can. And whatever it is that you need, you start to confess, you start to proclaim, you start to prophesy over your life. Dunamis power is an inherent power. It is a base power. In other words, it is potential power, meaning that you have to connect something else with it to produce something else. Are you guys with me? It is a base power, meaning that it needs something else in order to produce something else. Are you guys with me? It is an inherent power, meaning it is only available to us as sons and daughters of the Most High God. No one else has this power than the children of God. It is a power that resides inside of something. How can I put this? It is a power that resides in something by virtue of its nature. Meaning that it's the nature of something that is now imparted into something else. I don't know if you're getting this. When you receive the Holy Spirit, there's a specific nature that you received with it. There's a specific ability that you received with it. The moment that you got baptized in the Holy Spirit, you received God's ability, but it is only potential power. You need to put it to action. You need to do something else to produce something else. Now, if you know the word, if you study the word, this becomes a powerful weapon in your hand, and it will keep your deliverance. Are you guys with me? It is the first part, the first supernatural power that you need. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. It is the ability of God inside of you. Not yet unlocked. Meaning no one else. How many? And I've asked this so many times and then I see the faces drop. In your workplace, how many people know that you are a Christian? You are filled with the Holy Spirit, yet no one knows it. So you've got this power of the Almighty God living in the inside of you. Yet your environment does not even know it. It is a potential power. There's something required to produce something else. So from this base power, it's like the electricity that runs through this building. Are you guys with me? There's base power running here. You can't see the cables. You can't see the actual electricity. But the moment I connect a light bulb to that electricity, it produces light. So the Holy Spirit is that base power. I need to connect something to Him to produce something else. Are you guys with me? Verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That's just the word strong. In the Lord and in the power. Now, the word power here is kratos. Say kratos. It is the Greek word kratos. It means force, strength. It is the power to take dominion. Are you guys with me? Now, remember that you've got the base power inside of you. That is the Holy Spirit. Potential power. God's ability. Are you guys with me? So if I want to produce kratos power, which is the power of creation, the power to take dominion, why do I connect to this base power? The Word of God. The moment that I connect now the Word of God to this base power, to the Holy Spirit, it produces kratos power. Now I have the ability. Now that potential power becomes visible power. The power to create. Understand that this morning when I said that when God speaks, creation takes place. It is inevitable. When He opens His mouth and He speaks, His breath goes forth and creation starts. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 5, and it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, which means that the Holy Spirit, the base power, was hovering over the worlds. The broken world, full of darkness. There's just water, nothing. It says that it was void. Are you guys with me? And the Holy Spirit is hovering over this mass of water. And God said, the moment that His Word collided with His Spirit, creation started. And this is how you produce Kratos power. It is when you connect His Word with this base power that is already on the inside of you. When I take Scripture and I confess it, I think it, I speak it, and the moment I walk in it, it now becomes a visible manifestation. Creation goes into motion. Creation starts. I define a different future. I don't know if someone is hearing me tonight, because I am preaching far greater than you are responding in this night. You see, the Word must become alive in you to produce this power. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. It's time to get to work. And not in the sense of the law, please. Amen. Because some of you hear the thoughts. Ephesians 6 verse 10. This is just still one verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now that word might there is the Greek word iskus. Say iskus. And this is the power of efficiency. You see, many believers lack efficiency. Efficiency, the power of efficiency. This is the power that gives all the other supernatural powers its efficiency. Are you guys with me? So, how do I now produce iskus power? If I connect the Word of God to the Holy Spirit, it produces kratos. So why do I connect to the Holy Spirit to produce iskus? Prayer. The moment I connect my prayer, and this now all walks hand in hand, according to God's Word, iskus power goes into operation. Are you guys with me? It is the power of efficiency. What does it mean? It means that, let's say that someone is training to sprint, I don't know, what is it, the 100 meter, or what is it? 100 meter. Let's say someone tries training for that. Their body is trained and can only take that. You'll find that once they get to the finish line, they exhaust it. They have exerted all of their energy. But the power of efficiency will cause you to maintain that same speed over an endless distance. That is the power of efficiency. This is where people can only pray 5 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, and they feel, I'm just tired. You lack iskus power. Are you guys with me? Amen. You need to train your spirits, gain that energy, and you build it up. It's iskus power. Amen. Please note that the strength and the power made mention of in this verse is not generated by the believer. Are you guys with me? You're very quiet all of a sudden. What are the people saying?
Pastor Martin, the people online are on fire through this teaching. We've got Sarah Marie saying, amen, amen. Creation then goes into motion, hearing you, Pastor Martin. This is so powerful. You've got faith saying the Word must collide with the Spirit and come forth from within us through our mouths and affect the atmosphere around us. Got Marinal saying, yes, we need to get to work. Nicolette saying, come on, this is so powerful, Pastor Martin. Chris Valchemuth saying, amen, what a powerful word. Marlene Baranoso, yes, amen, hallelujah. Niani Buerta saying, define different future. According to this teaching, we got Kevin Kluter saying, I'm hearing you, Pastor Martin. The online members are on fire this evening, Pastor Martin.
Amen. I want to say that again, that note that the strength and the power and the might that is made mention of here in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 is not produced by the believer. It's not produced by you. Are you guys with me? It is therefore important to understand that the success of the warfare is not determined by your power, nor your might, nor your strength. In fact, this warfare does not require you to fight at all. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, don't put that on, just for reference, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, not by might, and I'm only quoting in part, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. He is the one producing it through you. What does it mean when the Bible says that? Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. You need to understand how things worked in those days when the people would go to war. A king's strength or his might was measured by the size of his army. And that is why the prophet said, not by might nor by strength, meaning not by the might of your army nor by the strength of your army will you accomplish this, but only but by the Spirit of God. Because this war that you're fighting is not natural, but supernatural. And it does not require you to fight at all. Are you guys with me? Amen. Put on for me, go for me on verse 11, New King James. And I wanted to say that I'll close off with this, but it's, I'm not close to the end. I can preach on this the whole night. And it says, put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Say the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I just quickly want to touch on this. This verse can be broken up into two parts. And the first must be accomplished first before you'll be able to move on to the second part. Are you guys with me? You must accomplish the first part of this verse before you can be able to move on to the second. Many have not yet even accomplished the first part. That is why I'm saying that. And the first part is put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Say again, you must accomplish this part, put on the whole armor of God before you can do the second part. So how do you fulfill the first part? It means you need revelation of every part of the armor. The moment that you gain revelation of every part, that part becomes a reality in your life. Once you have got revelation of the entire armor, then only can you move into the second part. And that is that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. If you do not have revelation of the whole armor, you will not be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Especially if you do not have revelation of the first part of the armor, which is, let's see who knows, belt of truth. John said that. John. Yes. Daar's 50 randjies vir jou. And that is the belt of truth. Understand that when you have revelation of this part, in fact, if you can gain revelation only of that part, you will have automatic revelation of the rest. Because the belt of truth speaks of God's word. That is the part that keeps the entire armor intact. Are you guys with me? Amen? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, the NIV says here that you may be able to stand against the devil's schemes. Say schemes. Now, the word scheme and wiles comes from the Greek word methodia. Say methodia. Methodia. Say it again. The Greek is better than mine. Well done. Say again. Say methodia. Schemes. That is schemes and wiles. Now, this word is a Greek compound word, meaning that it's broken up into two separate words. And the first word is meta, and it means with. And then hodio, meaning journey. And this comes from the root word hodos. Now listen to this, which means a systematic course of conduct. I need you to listen, because if you are currently suffering from many deceptions where the enemy is lying and throwing many deceptions and you're falling for those deceptions, you want to listen right now. You guys with me? This is how you're going to maintain your deliverance. Hodio, hodos, and it means a systematic course of conduct, a way of thinking, feeling, and deciding. So it means to follow the same system to attain a desired result, or to follow the same routes to get to the same destination. You'll normally find that people have one or two routes to make it to work, not more than that, and they will only follow those two routes or one route. Amen? When we go to work, Pastor Maria's got her own route and I go a different way. There's a junction and she goes left, I go right. That's my desired route. But the destination is still the same. I need you to get what I'm going to tell you right now. The destination is still the same. Are you guys with me? And so it means to follow the same system to attain a desired result, to follow the same route to reach a specific destination. So put together, you get the word methodia. And this is where we get the word method from. Amen. And this word means, methodia means cunning arts, deceit, craft, trickery, and scheming. Please, I hope that you guys are still with me. This means that the enemy does not have many systems or routes. He cannot take many different paths. He does not have many different weapons or devices, plans or assignments that he can use against you. Are you guys with me? There's only a set amount of things that he can use. And I'm going to tell you in this night that he has exhausted his system. He has exhausted his ways. How do I know that? Because through everything that we have gone through, as the body of Christ, you are still connected. You are still here. You are still standing with your hands raised high. You are still praising and glorifying the Lord God Almighty. Hell have thrown everything at you that it possibly could, but it could not and have not taken you out. Many of you might have taken a different route, but you're back again. Are you guys with me? And I'm telling you this night that Satan has exhausted his resources. There is nothing new that he can use against you. Amen? Now, one of the ways and the methods, can I put this? He only has a few methods that he can use. Are you guys with me? But one of the most powerful methods that he does use, and many people do fall for it, is known as deception. Say deception. Now, deception is always targeted at your mind. It is always targeted at your mind. Listen, a road leads somewhere. When you go on a journey, it leads somewhere. When the enemy comes with deception, he's taking a specific journey. He will never take separate roads or use different routes. He uses one route, deception. And that the target or the destination is always your mind. That is why we say that the battlefield is your mind. Are you guys with me? The devil wants to make his way into your mind. You need to understand the power behind this. Because many people fall for it. Because the enemy will never present himself as himself. You will have thoughts and suggestions as if you are the one thinking it. I've stated this many times. People don't hear this. They listen, but they don't hear. You will have thoughts coming up in your mind as if you are thinking it. And what the enemy is waiting for is for you to say, why am I thinking this? The moment you do that, you've taken ownership. Are you guys with me? It speaks of the methods that the devil will use to find access into your mind. The methods that the devil will use to cause you to think differently. The methods that the devil will use to change your way of thinking. The methods that the devil will use that will cause your thinking to take another route, another journey. To change your plans, your ideas, your dreams. Are you guys with me? Amen. The devil knows very well that what you think he will become. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. He knows very well that as a man thinks, so he will become. Why? Because what you think determines your speech. What you think determines the way that you will speak. And the way you speak will effectively create your future. Are you guys with me? What I speak today will define my tomorrow. Change your speech now. It's never too late. Change your speech now according to the word of God. Are you guys with me? Key number four. Let me carry on because of time. Key number four. And I've not forgotten about the offering. I'm still getting there. I'm leaving the best for last. Amen. Point number four, put on the garments of praise. Remember, we're speaking on how to maintain and how to keep your deliverance. Put on the garments of praise. Amen. The garments of praise. Put on the screen for me, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. King James. Isaiah 61, verse 3, King James. And it says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You can highlight that in your Bible. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. So God offers us the garments of praise in place of the spirit of heaviness. I don't know how many of you connecting with us tonight can say that, listen, there's a spirit of heaviness upon me. It feels like I get up in the morning and I just have no more hope. It seems that there is no end to my struggle. It seems that there is no end to my problems. It seems like everything is continually working against me. And I've got the spirit of heaviness upon me. I want to tell you that God has given you something else, and that this is a weapon that many people miss in the body of Christ, because they do not see this thing as a weapon. And it is known as the garment of praise. Are you guys with me? Listen, I've stated many times how the enemy will come back with temptation. After that, your demons have been casted out. That demon clearly states in the Word of God that I will go back to my house. He will go out into dry and arid places. And when he finds no rest, he says that I will go back to my house. Are you guys with me? And he will bring back seven stronger than himself. Say thanksgiving and praise. I'm going to give you something now, and if you can master this, it's something you're going to have to train yourself in. But if you can master this, I guarantee that you will maintain your deliverance. It will keep you free. Are you guys with me? I don't know if you want this. What are the people saying? Are they, maybe they want me to go.
Pastor Martin, they are responding. We have Anna-Marie Decker saying, amen. What a powerful word. Linda Nosworthy says, powerful. Thank you, Pastor Martin. Crano Marais says, this is so powerful, Pastor Martin. Selena says, Lord, set me free. Set my family free in the name of Jesus. We have Faith Miller saying, be aware of the weapon of the enemy, and that is deception. Faith Miller says, what I speak today will define my tomorrow. And Maronel says, I stop myself thinking I have thoughts that does not carry any truth from God. Sydney LaRue says, I love you, Pastor Martin. And Faith Miller says, put on the garments of praise. Praise, hashtag praise is our weapon.
Listen, I'm going to give you something now. This is going to open your eyes. Thanksgiving and praise is a very powerful weapon against the enemy that many believers lack, because they don't see it as a weapon. You see, thanksgiving and praise will attract the divine presence of God into your life. It will attract favor, protection, prosperity. It will attract breakthrough. Thanksgiving and praise. Are you guys with me? It is a weapon that will keep you free. I want to ask you a question. Can you give God thanks? It's easy to thank God and to praise Him when everything is going good. Do you have the ability to thank Him and praise Him no matter what is going on in your life? No matter what it is that you are facing, can you still give Him thanks and still praise Him? Are you guys with me? It is through thanksgiving and praise that the Lord will turn whatever the enemy has meant for evil into a blessing. Say thanksgiving and praise. I hope that you're getting this. Listen, I'm gonna give you keys on this now, on thanksgiving and praise and how it works. See, here we have, can I tell you a story, Bible story? I haven't told a Bible story in a long time. Here we have Paul and Silas. And they've been taken captive, thrown into prison. Amen. And they bound up in chains, about to be executed the following day. I want you to picture this in your mind. They are not guilty. But they're sitting in prison for their faith. About to face certain death. And the Bible says that at midnight, they sang praises unto the Lord. And suddenly the building was shaken. The prison doors opened up. Light came in. The chains fell off. Even in the midst of their persecution, they were about to be killed. They decided that this will not be my end. I will praise God no matter what. And it brought them freedom. Your thanksgiving and your praise will keep you free. It is the way that you keep your deliverance. It is the most effective way that you keep your deliverance. No matter what it is that you're facing, no matter what it is that you are going through, can you praise? Can you worship? Even when all hell breaks, listen, when all hell is breaking against you, coming against you, can you still stand up, raise your hands, and say, my God, I love you. I praise you. My life is not my own. Take it and take every part thereof, my God. May my life glorify you. I refuse to look at this thing that I'm facing. I only see you. It's easier said than done. But if you can master this, I'm telling you, you will become dangerous in the spirit. The enemy fears those that can stand up in the midst of adversity and still praise. He fears you. I don't know about you, but that excites me. If I know that I'm actually sending fear down the spine of the enemy, that excites me. The enemy thinks that he can come to you with fear. It is time for you to show him what is fear. May not get off track. Key number one, thanksgiving and praise. And I'll end off with this. Thanksgiving and praise is a spiritual law that cannot be ignored. It is a spiritual law that cannot be ignored. This is the law that will reveal the very motive of your hearts. It will determine the altitude of your spiritual success. Are you guys with me? I'm going to run quickly through the keys because of time. Point number two, thanksgiving and praise is the key that will open the gates of heaven. How many of you would like to have a specific set of keys? The Bible says, and this was Jesus speaking, saying that, listen, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Amen. There's a certain set of keys that you gain when you become a born-again believer that gives you access to certain parts in the supernatural. How many of you would like to carry the keys to open the gates of heaven? Come on now. How many of you would like to carry the keys to open the very gates of heaven? Thanksgiving and praise is the key that will open the gates of heaven and allow you access into the very presence of God. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 100 verse 4, King James, enter into his gates with a thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. I'm telling you right now that it is your thanksgiving and praise that will cause the gates of heaven to open up, and it will draw you. It is a pulling that will take place where God will draw you. He's the one that is doing the taking, and you will suddenly find yourself in the inner courts, in the midst of his glory, surrounded by his presence. Thanksgiving and praise. It is a powerful weapon. Point number three, thanksgiving and praise will attract the glory of God. How many of you can say that I want to become a glory carrier? Come on now. How many of you can say that when I walk, that where I go, that I want the glory of God to surround me? Understand that the glory is very powerful. It is not a normal manifestation of God's presence. It does not require, when the glory of God enters the atmosphere, we do not need to lay hands. You can merely reach out from the back or wherever you connect operating from, when the glory is there, you can receive your healing straight out of the atmosphere. Nothing else is required. How many of you would like to walk in a sphere of His glory continually? Put on the screen for me 2 Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 13, King James.
Pastor Martin, we've got an exciting online membership tonight. We've got Tonya Malan saying, I send the fear down the devil's spine tonight. We've got Kelly Horton saying, no fear. We've got Nombulelo saying, true indeed, Pastor Martin. Amen. This is a powerful teaching.
Amen. Just waiting for the scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13. And it says, it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, say as one, unity, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Go verse 14, listen to this. So that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. I say again, the thanksgiving and praise will bring the very glory of God. Listen, it will invoke His glory. It cannot, God cannot help it. When He finds a thanksgiver and one that can praise Him, His glory will fill the atmosphere. It is immediate. If you want to carry His glory, learn how to give thanks and praise Him continually. Amen. Where are we now? Point number 4. Thanksgiving and praise will bring divine protection. See, here you're standing, you're praising God, you're thinking you're just doing an act. Knowledge. But when you praise, when you stand here in church, when you connect and you praise God, this is what is taking place. What I'm giving you now. Thanksgiving and praise will bring divine protection. Amen. Listen, divine protection covers you when you are a thanksgiver. This is the only thing that God cannot give Himself. So you will always find Him around those that continually give Him thanks and praise Him. Amen. Point number 5. Almost finished. Thanksgiving and praise brings divine favor. Thanksgiving and praise brings divine favor. Understand that every individual that you show favor to and they do not respond greatly, will constrain you, will cut you off from being able to show them any further favor. It is your thank you, it is your gratitude that will qualify you for your next act of favor. Are you guys with me? It is the degree of your gratitude that will define the greatness of your journey. I guarantee it. Show me. And this is now we're going to, before I carry on, now we're going to get into the offering part of the message. I want everyone connecting with us in this night. Those even physically here, you can get your tithes, your seeds, and your offerings ready for me as I really now get into this. Amen. Show me an addictive giver. And I will show you someone that knows no lack. Show me an addictive giver. And I will show you someone that knows no lack. You see, when you give,